Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle, and Odyssey Station. Radio.com, yeah, it's now Odyssey, and you can download the Odyssey app and listen to The Rock and all the music, news, sports, and podcasts that move you. I'm talking Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y, Odyssey.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B-Mix, don't be a loser.
B-Mix, but it's Wednesday, so maybe they'll be all whacking instead.
Whack it.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
And Steve was the wacky earlier.
Boy, oh boy, was I.
Yeah, you got spanked 6-2.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
It was. Maybe this one will be just as tough. We'll have to see. We got James in Tacoma to take you on. James, are you there?
I am here. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Hey, James.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, James will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. James, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
In what decade of the 20th century was the first radio alarm clock invented?
40s.
Yes. For how many nights does Hanukkah last?
8.
Yes. In which organ is vitamin A primarily stored?
Heart, liver, kidneys.
Liver, yes. How many phases of the moon are there?
8.
Yes. Cognac is a brandy that is made only in which country?
Germany, Scotland.
No, Ireland. No. And what was the last one?
Ireland.
No. In what city would you find the Golden Gate Park?
San Francisco.
Yes. What country is Prague in?
Spain.
No.
Germany.
No.
Belgium.
No. How much does it cost to purchase Boardwalk in the standard game of Monopoly?
500.
No.
550.
No.
400.
Yes. What is the capital of Oklahoma?
Oklahoma City.
Yes. Okay. How many bones do sharks have in their bodies?
0.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
Oh, I think we got another loss here for Steve.
I know. The contestants are doing very, very well today.
Very excited.
And Steve's going to get a whacking.
Yeah, he is.
Kind of exciting for that. I know. You might get 2 loser songs in one day.
No, there's no mic to it. He's going down.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. There's no mic to it at all. It's over for Steve.
Steve, well, it's already over, but are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
In what decade of the 20th century was the first radio alarm clock invented?
60s.
No.
50s.
No.
40s.
Yes.
Of course.
For how many nights does Hanukkah last?
Eight.
Crazy nights.
Yes. In which organ is vitamin A primarily stored?
That your kidney?
No.
Liver.
Yes. How many phases of the moon are there?
Eight.
Yes.
Crazy phases of the moon.
Yes.
The moon looked cool to that last night.
Super cool. Morning. Yeah. Cognac is a brandy that is made only in which country?
Cognac. I tried it once. It's nasty.
It is.
France.
Yes. In what city would you find the Golden Gate Park?
That would be San Francisco.
Yes. What country is Prague in?
Germany.
No.
Austria.
No.
Prague, Switzerland.
No.
Prague land.
What does it cost to purchase Boardwalk in the standard game of Monopoly?
500?
No.
200?
No.
300?
No. Oh. What is the capital of Oklahoma?
Boise.
No.
Soonerville.
No.
Tulsa.
No. How many bones do sharks have in their body?
Zero.
Yes. And Steve, you get 7 correct. And you lose 8-7. Woo! It's a 2 for a double whacking.
Yeah, I thought for sure he was going to win this. He was rolling on the other stuff.
Whack it. Started and so well.
And if
I
he
know.
Just answered that city the way he always does, he would have won.
Oklahoma City? Yes.
Yeah.
You have got to be kidding
if
me.
If you had nope. just, I thought, oh, I'm going to lose this because he always says Oklahoma City.
Where
it's
do
over.
The Thunder play?
Oh, nice
they,
work.
They don't exist in my life.
If it makes you feel better. I guessed Oklahoma City, then I rattled off Tulsa just in case. So.
Nice
did.
Work, James. You are a winner,
go with
sir.
Soonerville.
Yeah. Or Boise.
Yeah. Bye.
Yeah, Boise is Boise's a good... Steve, congratulations. You get this.
Yeah, not happy.
Woo! Yeah, baby.
Very frustrated with myself.
James did know that it's $400 to purchase Boardwalk.
400.
400.
Damn it.
Yep.
Yep. Sorry
and
about that.
Nobody got the country that Prague is in. Does anyone want to fashion a guess?
I have no idea.
It's the Czech Republic.
Oh. Ah, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
So, I should know that and I don't.
Well, now you do until you forget it.
Yeah. Son of a gun.
Sorry for your loss.
We have a lot of board games that are CGE, which is Czech Games Edition. So they're made there.
Oh, really?
You'd think I would know this, and I'm an idiot. Oh, well.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, don't be too hard of a judge on yourself
I'm
there.
I'm mad at myself on this one because I could have got it.
I can tell. Didn't get it. Well, congrats on your loss, Steve.
Thanks a lot.
Good job, Steve.
Yeah.
Well, there's a new study out, and this just really reinforces my whole thing with people and their pets. How about 66% of people in this of the pet owners in this study admit that their dog has a better social life than they do? What?
Oh, I gotta cue the sad music for that. That sounds like the saddest thing ever.
I don't understand this. How do their pets have more friends than they do? Do they? I mean, I'm usually people don't let their dogs run wild, so how is that possible?
What if they take them to the dog parks and that's how they socialize? Yeah. All the sniffing butts around there is what gets in their socialization.
Aren't they? But I thought that's the way you were able to talk to people was that you would socialize with the other pet owners, no?
Are we talking dogs having fellow dog friends? How do we know if they're friends or enemies? Like, I have no idea if Lulu has friends that are also dogs. Like, our neighbors, their dogs seem nice, but I don't know if they're hanging or talking. Or are we talking like Lulu or a dog has more human friends?
Oh. You know,
what
I
have. Who did this study?
This study, I mean, come on, I can't believe they're saying that the dog has more, like, regular human friends than regular people do. I mean, that's even worse if that's the case. I assumed it was pet friends. Like, you know, like cats hanging out with cats and dogs hanging out with dogs.
Like Heathcliff?
Yeah.
But you know, Steve may have a point because how do dogs socialize if you're not out there socializing with them? Unless you're at a dog park and you let them off leash. If it's an off leash dog park, then you're sitting by yourself and the dogs are just hanging out with other people. But even still, don't you meet the other people who are the owners?
Well, I just know that whoever did this study, they clearly don't drug test at their university or whoever it was that they put this together because it seems like a total stoner conversation.
Oh, hold on. Red may be right about this. Uh-oh. I'm looking forward in the story. Or actually, it might be Steve who was right about this. The average dog has managed to make 4 new human friends in the past year.
Oh, wow.
How is that? And they're saying Zoom and FaceTime maybe to thank for that.
Wait, is Lulu Zooming people and I don't know about it?
Yes.
She's probably Zooming J-Mac, my friend J-Mac. Those two are close.
So this really is that 66% of the people say their pets actually have more human friends than they do.
Okay, then now you can cue that sad music again.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, 63% agreed that their pet is the star of any Zoom call on which they make an appearance.
Has anyone ever hung out with someone because you wanted to hang out with their pet more than the actual person?
No.
Most people.
Maybe it's just people going, oh, like when they see a baby, yeah. Everybody loves a baby, everybody loves a dog, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like, I don't want to speak out of turn, but I'm pretty sure Lulu's friend circle is not that big.
Yeah.
My wife, Tatum, and J-Mac, and then my in-laws.
Have you put Lulu on Zoom?
I mean, it's happened. Remember, it happened one time when we were doing one of our little Zoom radio convention things.
Oh, that's right.
I had to hold Lulu, otherwise she was going to keep barking. But I kept her underneath the shot. You didn't see her, but every once in a while her head would poke up from the bottom of the screen, and that looked weirder than having her just holding
it. It was very bizarre. What is happening over there? And yeah, that was very disturbing.
So it's a dude, pets don't have any friends. They're animals. Ugh.
You can have friends if you're animals. Like, haven't you watched The Jungle Book?
Oh, yeah, I throw Ted in there, too, because like, she gets excited when she sees Ted.
Okay, so there you go. I guess and humans seem to like animals better than humans, so that makes sense as to why that the animals are having more human friends than humans are.
But it's fine. I remember one time we had one of our little hangouts, our slumber parties where Ted stayed the night, and one of our buddies also came over, and Lulu was not down with that guy. And as the night went on, the drunker we were getting, he was trying so hard to be friends with Lulu, and to the point where both Ted and I are like, dude, just let it go. The more you try, the more she hates you. She does not like you. And this is going on for hours. Finally, he gets so wasted, he passes out on the couch. As soon as he passed out, Lulu jumped on the couch and laid next to him. Aww. And I was like, that's funny. She's totally trolling him. Because he did not, and we took a picture to show him. Look, see, once you shut up, she liked you.
Aww. Oh, man.
Just like her daddy.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's, I didn't realize the slumber parties included Lulu. Well, I'm kind of glad that
I'm
not part of
those. What do you think? She doesn't come to the slumber party?
That would not be my slumber party. Oh, yeah, you'd have to find you'd put her in a kennel or something. You'd have to do it for
her. Tell her to go get a hotel?
Yeah, get her a pet hotel.
It's boys' night. And last I checked, you're a girl.
No girls allowed.
I mean, look, you get rid of all the problems. And to me, a barky dog's a problem.
Texters are bringing up a very good point. Don't forget about Lulu's social media friends. She's very popular on Instagram.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, is she, though? I mean, I feel like...
Over 3,000 followers.
Yeah. 3,000 losers, that's if you ask me.
Well, you're one of them that follows her.
Yeah, that's because of Vicky. Vicky did that
sure.
Trolling.
Oh, sure. Blame Vicky.
Yeah, well, pretty much you can blame Vicky for all the trolling. You're right.
She's got 3,377 followers on Instagram, BJ. Follow her at Lulu the Warrior Princess.
Go so right adorable. Ahead. Be part of the Loser Brigade or Lemmings, whatever you want to call yourselves. Go ahead. Following a damn dog on social media. That's when you know your life is complete. Really, at that point, you really just need to go to Loser Island. If you go, hey, guess what I do? I follow a dog on Instagram because that's what I'm doing.
Then I really want to see her get more followers than you just to piss you off even more. Right?
Oh, listen. I mean, I know there are plenty of idiots out there, so go right ahead.
Sometimes they do really fun stuff and... we need something to make us laugh.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. You think that's it, huh? The dumb dog Instagram thing?
Yeah. I do love when you have the Lulu pictures of her pooing.
Yeah.
Those make me laugh.
I love. I love to see a dog defecating. I'm telling you right now, this is high-quality entertainment. Please, let me... Where do I sign up?
Lulu the Warrior Princess on Instagram.
Yep. Go on there right now. Yep.
Yeah, you're already signed up, BJ. You don't.
Oh, yo, well, you're right.
Just gained three new followers.
Yeah.
Thank you, rockaholics.
Well, three new idiots. Congratulations. There you go.
I might encourage people to continue to follow her so she can get more followers than BJ.
Yeah, feel free. Feel free to do whatever you want with that. I mean, honestly,
we got one more follower. Forget about it.
We're
going to the moon with Lulu.
All right, it's time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got your calls. We got your texts at 919 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999, and whatever it is you want to say, do remember Steve has one rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ, that's to show some energy and bring it, otherwise you will be gonged, and we're going to have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
Someone want to know if any of us are going to be getting the spicy chocolate shake from Dick's Drive-In today.
Ooh.
So what is this? I mean, it's a spicy chocolate shake. I know that. But like, what makes, what do they put in it? Like hot sauce or?
That would be amazing. Haven't heard of this.
No, spicy hot chocolate mix, apparently.
Ooh.
Like a hot. That's a thing? Yeah, like Mexican hot spices.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Didn't know that we wanted this in our cold drink.
It's only available today.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
At all locations.
I mean, I like doing limited edition things, so I might have to try this. I won't get to it.
I like how you count yourself out in the same sentence.
I show up and I'll be like, I like the strawberry shake.
Exactly.
I'm not going to pass up my strawberry shake if I'm getting a shake from Dick's. I'm sure it's delicious.
I don't know. I'm not sure about this combo. Like a hot, cold drink. I'm trying to think, is there any other cold drinks that or desserts that have a little kick to them?
There's a lot. I think it's a michelada, like where they do like the beer with like the spicy stuff on top.
Huh.
Or the mangonada.
I don't know what that is.
It's like a mango drink with like a bunch of spicy sauces. Oh, it's so good. Chamoy. Mm. Oh.
Where do you get that?
There's a few. I've seen a couple of Mexican like snack places been popping up lately where they'll give you a bunch of Mexican treats and drinks and stuff. So probably there.
Reading up a little bit about it, it says on the Dick's Facebook page, they just said they used their regular chocolate shake recipe and then hand dipped and added spices from Spiceology using their Mexican hot chocolate spice.
So there you go. Spiceology? Is it their Spiceology or someplace somebody called Spiceology?
It's called Spiceology.com. That's all I know about that.
Okay.
Yeah, and they have all sorts of different spices there.
Well, and if you think about that, what's the one kind of chili that they make with dark chocolate in it?
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of what it's called right now. But, I see it, like the spicy offsetting the sweet, and that might be pretty delicious.
Hmm.
Yeah, one's not really grabbing me.
Okay. It's not grabbing me either, to be honest. I can see spicy in my hot foods. I don't know about in my cold foods. That I don't know.
But hey, someone tries it, let us know how it went.
Yeah, let us know.
But they do say that, you know, like you should have milk when you're having something hot. So you've already got the milk-based product when you think about it. So you're getting it in the shake.
Yeah,
so you're taking
imagine,
care of yourself.
I can't imagine it's going to be like anything super spicy. I'll probably just have like a little bit of like just a little kick. Yeah. I don't think anyone's going to be freaking out like, this is too hot.
I think I'm like Steve. I would just go get my regular stuff at Dick's at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a reason to go and just be like, why was I here today? Oh, I'm just going to get a hamburger.
I'm with you. It's a great reason to go. I just don't want to get it when I go there.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, here's a good one. This is my icebreaker for some people, this texter says. If you could bring back someone famous from history to hang out with you for a day, who would it be? Mine would be Stephen Hawking.
That's interesting. That's your that's the person you want to hang out with, huh?
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, he was an amazing man. I just don't know, like, I'm not sure. Well, it depends on what stage of his life would you want to hang out with him? Because he wasn't always in that condition when he left us. Before he got that disease, he was doing all sorts of stuff. So maybe I'd like to hang out with him then.
Well, I mean, yeah, okay, with them, but what about for you? Like, who would you want?
Oh,
that's their pick.
Yeah. Well, you know, so this is somebody that's not alive, somebody from history. Ooh.
Yeah.
Gosh, I keep thinking of people, everybody I think of is still with us.
Leonard Nimoy for you. How about that?
Oh, all right. I'll take Leonard Nimoy. Actually, you know what? After reading his book, that does make some sense. Actually, I don't know why I didn't think of Leonard Nimoy. I've been reading his book.
Good answer, Vicky, for BJ.
Thank you, Vicky.
Yeah,
good answer. Good answer. Good answer.
Bull from Night Court. Wait, he's still here.
He's still alive.
Yeah, he's
Harry
still with
Anderson.
Us, yeah.
My first thought would be, I don't know why, but Andy Kaufman. He's the first guy that popped into my head.
Dude, that's an amazing answer.
Right?
I'm not sure I'd want to hang out with him. I thought he was really kind of a problem child.
Well, I mean, I'm not opposed to having a little problems. You know, like, let's cause some problems.
Yeah. All right, there we go. All right, let's cause some
problems.
He's
going to show up and, like, just, like, create chaos. I'd like to just sit down and, like, kind of pick his brain and hear, like, some of his stories.
That's interesting. I would think that, yeah, that I feel like he wasn't a people person, but I'm remembering him wrong.
Yeah, maybe it's just it just needs to be the right person.
Oh, I see. So yeah,
like,
so
hey, Andy, for one day only, we could get a spicy chocolate shake. Let's
there
go.
We go.
And Steve, you are the right person.
Thank you.
Oh, look at that. See that? See, Rev knows you're the right person for Andy Kaufman. All right, that's not. I mean, look, he was definitely a talent. There's no doubt about it.
So it's Steve Irwin. Steve Irwin, not Irwin.
Steve Irwin, yeah, I was going to say, I don't
Sorry,
know Steve Irwin.
Bad.
The crocodile hunter.
Jimi Hendrix, 1,000%.
That'd be cool.
Especially, I'd be like, hey, I set up my electronic drums. You want to jam in my garage?
See, and for me, it would be like, can you just teach me how to play? I don't know. I mean, you are amazing.
So really, it's a fantasy because not only will you hang out with them, but then they're also going to be an amazing person to you. That really is a big part of this. Like,
well,
I think
the fantasy started by bringing a person back from the dead.
Right.
But, I mean,
that's the believable
part.
That
might just be me.
That's the believable part. We can make that happen. But would they be nice to you? That's the tough part.
Well, I'd be like, oh, Andy, be nice to me. I'm going to spend my money and time elsewhere. I'll go on Cameo and I can get, like, Gilbert Godfrey to say something to me. I brought you back from the dead. You owe it to me.
See, for me, I would love to just sit down and play video games for a day with Robin Williams.
Aww.
He was a super video gamer, and I feel just like having something like that means that, oh, we're broing down with that, and then he'd just be down for talking about whatever.
What game are you going to play?
That's a good one. I've heard
Frogger.
I heard he played a lot of Call of Duty, so it would be kind
really?
Of... Yeah. It would be fun to play that, or even maybe just Zelda, just because he named his daughter Zelda, so I feel that he has a special connection with that, but it might be a little too much on that one.
Which, it's funny because I was going to pick Robin Williams, and I would just want to talk to him all day. Just have him just tell me anything you want. Stories. I just want to listen to that man.
I'll pick Robin Williams, and we'll watch Popeye together.
That's a good idea, too.
Oh, we can just pass him around. Or just hang out together, I guess. All of us.
I'll pick Robin Williams, and we'll talk Star Trek together. Because he was a huge Star Trek fan, too.
What are you going to do with Robin Williams?
I'm going to learn improv from Robin Williams.
Well, that would be amazing, too.
This is a
win-win for him, because he gets brought back to life for a week.
Yeah.
Because we each get him for a day.
Yeah, that's right. You get brought back for a week, and you got to hang with us. That is definitely a win for anybody. That's like, can you put me back? I don't care. There's anywhere but around these idiots.
What about Mr. Rogers?
That'd be fun. I would like that. That would be like a feel-good sort of thing,
that's
too.
That's a wholesome hangout.
Yeah.
You bring maybe like time it for like a holiday and bring him like to visit and meet the family.
See, that's a guy I think that you could hang out with and he would be positive. Like, you know what? That he would be nice to you.
I think I'd want to go shoe shopping with him. And then every time he was trying on shoes, I'd be like, it's a beautiful day.
That'd be great.
I was going to ask if the hangout had included like this TV set. Like, I feel like it'd have to.
Yeah.
With Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
I feel like that should come with the territory.
Okay, good.
Well, again, this is your fantasy. So he can basically, whatever you want him to do, he's got to, whether he wants to or not.
What about Danny? Who's your pick?
Probably Kurt Cobain.
Oh.
Yeah, just play some guitar, have him tell me about all the crazy times back in the when Nirvana was blowing up and stuff. That'd be great.
Yeah. Bob Ross?
Ooh.
Oh, that would be cool.
Oh, you could paint happy little trees together.
And then you would keep the paintings.
Or sell them.
Ooh. Oh, there we go.
Sneak a couple of pictures so you have a certificate of authenticity.
Oh, I see. So you want some cash on the side of this, too.
Well,
Rather than hang out with, like, you know, Renoir or Van Gogh, you're going to go for the Ross. I mean, if you're looking to make money, wouldn't you want to hang out with, like, you know, Da Vinci or somebody?
Yeah, but I want to have fun, too.
Exactly.
Oh, I think Da Vinci would be a lot of fun. That guy, he was a Renaissance man like you, Steve. He did everything.
But yeah, I could see Bob Ross doing, like, one of those drunken paint nights. Like, he's the teacher and just tells you how to do everything, and you just have wine, so you're good to go.
And if you mess up, it's okay, because there's happy accidents.
Exactly.
Boom. Yeah, I feel like the other guy, you were to Van Gogh or whoever, would get mad at you if you don't do it right.
Well, he would just cut off your ear. That's about the worst it would get. That's it.
I mean,
it's not horrible, is it? You pick the topic. You guide the show. It's Listeners on the Loose, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Or if you call us, more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So today we're driving Uber last weekend. They took a woman to the airport who was from Albuquerque. So I immediately had to get her take on Dion's Pizza.
Of course.
Her answer? It's just okay. Nothing to write home to mom about. But she did say they have the best ranch that she's ever had.
True. Oh. We have heard that the ranch is good. That
you
Dennis
tried the
that.
Ranch.
I don't remember.
I brought the ranch in for you guys to try, and we did a taste test on it.
What do we think? Did we like it?
Yeah, you loved it.
Oh, man. I remember it so well.
So much so that Rev always asks me to bring him some more every time I go to New Mexico, and I always forget.
Sorry. Yeah, you jerk.
Sorry.
You got to remind him.
You do.
Fine.
Just all right, though. That's interesting.
Yeah, well, she's not a, you know.
She'd say it was the worst pizza ever.
True.
That's something.
I'm afraid by the time I get to have Dion's Pizza, either way, it's going to be like, it probably will just be right in the middle. I'll be like, well, yeah, you know, it's okay.
I'm looking at the videos. Yeah, Danny's not lying. We did try the ranch. There's a video from back in the day on the BJMX Facebook page of us all trying the ranch.
Thank God there's video evidence.
We had it with chips.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't look like I'm liking it in that video.
Well, you just don't look happy in any video.
That's
BJ.
Also true.
Ever.
Yeah,
that's probably
face.
What it is. All right. So that's really not an accurate description of how good it is.
Yeah, I think you loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that my loved it face while I'm miserable? All right. There we go.
Yeah. You fast forward the video a little bit. You see you dancing a jig and everything. It's kind of cool.
Oh. Oh yeah. I mean, that's over ranch. I usually do dance jigs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I feel like it really hasn't made a lasting impression. Steve gave it a thumbs up. I gave it a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Oh, I was
look at
high.
That's almost a smile.
Yeah, I must have been high. You know what? I like anything when I'm high.
Okay. When was that video from? Oh, yeah, you were high all of 2017.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, that was a tough year.
All right, well, 2017 was rough. Yeah, and then Danny had to go give me that crappy ranch.
Ah, mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Yeah, I did see all the condiment mashups at Target yesterday. We didn't pick up any of them.
Oh, like they, man.
They like the mayo chub
the
and
Heinz
stuff.
Stuff?
The Buffer Ranch. I saw that one was there. Yeah, a few of the other ones as well. So if you're
Buffer
looking
Ranch.
For Buffer Ranch.
Which one were you considering picking up? Because I know you did. You had to have
the Buffer Ranch.
The Buffer Ranch. Okay.
Yeah, I want to try that buffalo sauce flavored ranch.
Oh, so good.
That looked like it was going to be really good.
It does look good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let you guys have that. A little spicy for my tastes. I only want the spicy stuff in my shakes.
Yeah. In your chocolate shakes.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone said, I'd like to know what Danny thinks of the new Offspring record. I can't quite get with it just yet. To me, Americana is their peak, and the new one doesn't even sound like the same band to me.
Oh, that's interesting. I actually enjoy the new album because the songs, the only problem that I have with it is that there's only like 12 songs and about five of them are what I call throwaway songs. So they released, there's one song called Coming For You that literally came out probably about 5 years ago. And they put it as a new track on this album.
Interesting.
They have two songs that are just kind of like a joke song, which they kind of always do, and then instrumental.
They got the acoustic Gone Away.
They got acoustic right? Gone Away. Mm-hmm. And then they have one at the end called Lullaby, which is just literally like a slow version of their single now. So it's kind of weird. But the songs that they actually wrote for this album, it sounds like Ignition era Offspring.
Yeah.
So it's super fast, super like punk rock. I enjoy those ones. I just wish they would have done more with the album instead of just like redoing Gone Away and these instrumental songs that kind of just didn't need to be on the album.
Yeah, I listened to it a couple of days ago and I thought kind of same but like the first few songs, I'm like, yeah, feeling this. This is awesome. And then as the record went on, I'm like, I'm done. And I went to something else. It was like, it didn't feel like they really had a full album's worth of good material. But the stuff that was in the beginning of the record, like, they really packed up the good songs in the front.
Which is really funny because they've been working on this album since 2012. Like, it's been a very long time this album has been coming, and they still couldn't write a full album. Come on, guys.
The pandemic, you know, it does.
Yeah.
It screws with everyone.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. It's listeners on the loose.
So I want to know, did we notice that the Seattle Kraken have their new license plates?
Ooh. Did you mean like official license plates from the government?
Yeah. You can now, like, just like you get a Seahawk plate, a Mariner plate, a Sounders plate, you could also get a Kraken plate.
Oh, it's nice. Looks good. I mean, just blue and blue. You know, navy blue with the, or whatever that darkish blue is of their color scheme. And then you got the S on there. Nice.
I like it. I think it's cool.
Are you going to get one, Steve?
No, probably not. I did the Seahawk one. And then when time came to like re-up, I was just like, I looked at what I paid. And I'm just like, what am I doing?
That makes sense.
I got a bumper. I got two Kraken stickers on my car already. Like, what more do I need to show you to prove that I like the Kraken?
Yeah, you
got to
repay it every year.
So it's
kind of like,
Yeah, I did it for 1 year, and I was like, this is kind of neat. But then, like, then the novelty wears off after you've seen it on your car forever, and you're like, well, what am I doing? Like, this is, I have better things to do with my money.
Yeah.
That's what happened with me with the vanity license plate. I had En Fuego for a while.
Yeah.
And it was just like, okay, yeah, it's fun, but it's really expensive, and tabs are already really expensive.
That too.
I don't need this.
That really is the thing. Do you want to add more to that price? Yeah, when, like you said, you could just get a bumper sticker.
Right. I got two vinyl decals. I got the S on one side of my car, and I got the freaking anchor. What more do you want? Now I got to have a license plate. I'm about to get a tattoo of the logo on my leg. What more do you want from me?
You need
to
vinyl wrap your entire car.
Yes.
Like a Kraken.
Yes.
Otherwise,
please,
you're not a real fan.
Man.
I'll chip in for the GoFundMe on that one. I got $5.
That would be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Especially if I can get, we can wait until we find out what the mascot's going to be. Ooh. I'm still keeping my fingers crossed that during the expansion draft, they take Gritty from the Philadelphia Flyers.
I know you want Gritty, but I feel like we're going to have Tentacly, okay? Or something like that.
If they don't protect Gritty, I say we grab him. I mean, I'm sure there's fine players on Philadelphia, but I think you cannot get much better than that mascot. And then you dress him up as an octopus. You have Gritty pretending to be an octopus. It's stupid.
Oh, all right. This is a wonderful move.
Kids will love it. You're probably right. Will it be like an octopus mascot?
It's got to be. So. Because I want them. Well, when I went to the store, I was expecting them to have like little octopuses. Yeah, octopi.
They're octopuses.
Thank you.
That's not octopi?
Whatever they are. I was expecting them to have those, and they had sloths. And I was like, I don't want a sloth.
What if the sloth becomes the mascot?
That's fine, but I still wanted an octopus.
They had sloths as like a little stuffed toy?
Well,
okay,
I mean,
I don't really get that.
So Gritty is the mascot of the Flyers, right?
Yes.
Okay. What does Gritty have to do with a Flyer?
Well, everything. They're all crackheads over in Philadelphia.
That's what it is.
Okay. Because I'm trying to think. I was like, we don't necessarily need an octopus or a squid or anything as our mascot, because whatever the hell that thing is not whatever they are.
Yeah, that's because, like you said, what's a flyer? You know, you got it. So they had to come up with something. Whereas we actually have something that could be a thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Squiddy McGee.
Squiddy McGee.
But an otter likes water, too. And otters are adorable.
Yeah. The otters, look those up. They're not.
Otters, but
they're
vicious. What's the otter got to do with it?
You said a sloth.
I think it was a sloth.
I thought it was an otter.
Yeah, sloths way more adorable than otters.
I have no idea what's happening. But,
I mean,
I'm not sure what to pick for the mascot now.
I'm looking online. Apparently, there's already an octopus mascot for the Detroit Red Wings, the Octopus.
Yeah, because they throw an octopus on the ice.
Is that their mascot? Like, what gets stuffed?
They have a guy that's, like, dressed as the octopus, or is it just, like, a stuffed animal?
It looks like something they hang from their ceiling.
Oh, yeah. It's, like, this big, like, inflatable octopus that kind of comes down from the ceiling.
That is cool.
Also, why do they throw an octopus onto the ice?
I don't remember the story behind it, so I don't want to like completely butcher it, but it's been like a long-standing tradition that at some point someone throws an octopus on the ice.
All right.
So in Florida, they were throwing rats, but they're like fake rats.
Okay, well, that's nice. At least they were fake.
I found the legend of the octopus.
Yes.
The octopus symbolizes the number of playoff wins necessary for the Red Wings to win the Stanley Cup. Because of the little eight tentacles.
Oh, really? And so some poor octopus has got to get thrown on the ice in order for them to
That's what Wikipedia says, and I believe it.
Well, they have a sushi restaurant in Detroit, so as soon as it lands, they just chop it up and serve it to the fans.
Nice.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Okay.
Did you ever think that Detroit thought there would ever be like a team that they would have to compete for octopus as a mascot, though?
No, probably not. They thought this will be fine. Yeah, because who would ever have thought some octopus or Kraken would be a team name?
That's right. I mean, I would not. I'm not going to be disappointed if an octopus is not the mascot.
No, me either.
Just don't know what it would be.
Liam Neeson.
Like, yeah. Sloth. A sloth, yeah.
Why a sloth?
Why not?
Do they skate? Are they even like cold weather creatures?
I would love to see a sloth skating now.
What animal skates, BJ?
I've seen a bear skate. That was a cartoon. Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know, sloths, I don't know if you know this, Steve, but in their spare time, they like to go skating.
Someone brings up a good point, Mariner Moose. I've never seen a moose on a boat doing Mariner things.
That's true.
Well, that's the thing where it's like, what kind of a mascot would you have for a Mariner? You know what I mean?
Like a pirate or something?
Yeah, like a guy.
But a Mariner's not a pirate. A Mariner's like, you know, pirate's kind of
He's a negative thing.
Yeah, a Mariner's like a legitimate seaman, goes out there and does stuff. Whereas a pirate, well, they take the stuff probably that the Mariner like works hard to get. But still, I don't know what kind of a...
What about the Sonics? It was Sasquatch.
Oh.
Yes, see, Seattle doesn't follow any rules.
What the hell's a Sonic, though? That's the thing. It's like, well, you know, what is a Sonic? A supersonic.
It should have been a plane. A plane would work, yeah.
It really should have been a plane because they were the supersonics, which, of course, is faster than the speed of sound. Why would instead they had the Squatch, which was a cool mascot, though?
Oh, he was badass. But they had Weedle before that.
And what was Weedle?
It's kind of Space Needle, I think, not.
Yeah, Weedle the Needle or something like that.
Oh, from the Space Needle, yes, Weedle the Needle. Okay, well, I guess that even that, though, has nothing to do with the Sonic. Okay.
Why don't we just take him?
Yeah. Or I was going to say, I know we're still holding on to hope that the Supersonics come back, but what if we would have, like, a Bigfoot-type thing for the Kraken?
Huh.
You mean, like, Steel Squatch?
Yeah.
Even though we got an octopus ready to go. He's right there. He's in the wings. He's like, are you kidding? This is my opportunity here. You're killing me.
The Kraken's really a giant squid, not an octopus.
Okay, fine. We'll get a giant
Squidward.
I looked it up. Technically, Krakens are octopuses.
Oh, here we go.
I did, because I was curious, too.
Well, who was that guy when we were growing up, BJ? You might remember him. There was like some stupid children's show. It was like,
Sigmund and the Sea Monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one.
That guy.
Yeah, some redhead kid was in that. I don't know who it was. I don't think he ever amounted to. Well,
what the hell is that?
Sigmund.
Sigmund's the sea monster.
It's creepy.
Johnny Whitaker, was he the star of that one? Why do I remember it if that's his name? Was Johnny Whitaker in that?
I don't know.
Yes, it was. Why do you know that?
Why do I know the star of Sigmund and the Sea Monsters? And he's a redheaded kid. Look at him. How do I remember his name? Whatever happened to Johnny Whitaker?
So why don't we get this like weird? Like, it's got tentacles.
I like it.
Yeah,
keep
that's
it that
a good
color.
Mascot.
It's green, just like the Green AF Arena. And then you put a Kraken jersey on.
Yeah. I like this one. I like Sigmund.
Sigmund needs to be the mascot for the Seattle Kraken.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I would want all the pictures with Sigmund.
Yeah,
Vicky, this is the HR Puffin stuff. Sid Marty Croft, everyone's high type of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of marijuana was smoked when they made this show.
He looks like marijuana.
Yeah. But Sigmund the Kraken.
I like it.
I'm okay with this.
All right, we have a winner.
Who do we
get it up?
Can they buy the rights? We got the money.
You know people, Steve.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, call Jerry. Call Jerry B.
Yeah, call Bruckheimer.
Oh, yeah, I have his number. I'll tweet it at him. Yo, I don't know if you guys have thought about this, but...
Yo,
Sigmund, I mean, how much do you think it's going to cost for him to buy the rights to Sigmund?
Shouldn't be anything.
Oh, you're right. Well, or either that, he doesn't have to call him Sigmund. He can just steal the costume and call him something else.
I don't know. I like the nod to, like, you know, from back in the day.
Oh, you like the nod to back in the day.
Pot's legal here. I mean, that's clear that Sigmund's stoned.
Well, you should call him Cracky or something, shouldn't we? Something with a Kraken in there? Sigmund? Sigmund the Kraken? All right.
Well, Blitz is not, there's no word. I mean, that's just
Blitz is at least a football term.
Okay.
Wait, Sigmund's last name was Ooze?
Sigmund Ooze.
Because it was the Ooze family. Sweet Mama Ooze, Big Daddy Ooze, Blurp Ooze, Slurp Ooze,
Big
and
Daddy
Prince.
Ooze.
Wait, it was one named Slurp Ooze?
Slurp Ooze, Blurp Ooze.
That's the name of our mascot, Slurp.
All right, Slurp Ooze. There we go.
Slurpy.
We got it.
Prince.
Some people might think they were high as we're coming up with these ideas right now.
It's not us. Slurpee the Sea Kraken.
Slurpee the Sea Kraken. That it rolls right off the tongue.
It does for me.
All right, well, that's all that matters.
Sigmund would be the best. He's got the tentacles, BJ.
Yeah. I'm not, look, I don't have a problem with the character. It's just, I mean, Sigmund, I don't know. Well, all right. I mean, Sig. How we call him, how about Sig? Oh, he reminds me too much of the Deadliest Catch, but okay.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's the Pacific Northwest thing, too.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. So, Sig. I like Sig.
Siggy.
Getting Siggy with it.
Oh, dear.
No? Well, I mean, you know, that will be the dance he does out in the middle of the ice.
Getting Siggy with it.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's the bad part of this whole idea.
Yeah, it's gone too far now for me.
You know what? Okay, fine.
I have a question for whatever you want. We don't need a mascot.
I got a question for all of you. Why are people intentionally eating rotting meat? Well, I'm going to tell you why at 9:51 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Okay, this is this could be my moment. My moment where I'm basically saying, get off my lawn. There's a hot new trend on social media, eating rotten meat to get high. So this is the latest way to get high, is to eat rotten meat. Okay, I'm done.
Look,
I'm checking out.
In college, we did a lot of stupid things trying to get a buzz, including smoking tea leaves or like the Lipton tea bags. Which worked for like a nanosecond and gave you the worst headache of your life. Like, don't recommend. But even I would, in college, no matter how desperate I was to get stoned, I would pump the brakes on eating rotten meat.
This looks like this has like an ecstasy effect. People say that eating this high meat is what they're calling it. Old, decomposed, discolored meat with mold and bacteria growing on it. They say that eating this makes them feel euphoric. Wow. Yeah, you could get all sorts of food poisoning from this. I'm not too sure this is a great idea.
I mean, I joke when I call people stupid, but you're stupid if you do this, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think so. Mm-hmm. I think we can all agree on that. But at least you're euphoric while you're stupid. Oh, speaking of that, Ryan Castle, he's up next, and he's got a 12-pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
And I have to tell everybody that I slept in the shower at my girlfriend's house.
That is totally not a glamorous story to be able to, like, you know, you want to be able to say, oh, man, I fought a bear, something, you know. I
fought a bear.
Yeah, you know.
From now on, whenever I get hurt and you guys are like, what happened? I'm going to say, I fought a bear.
Yeah, see, that's the end.
Right.
That's what you want to give.
As opposed to just, you know, farting in my car and pulling my back. Oh, how'd you pull your back, Steve? I fought a bear.
Yeah, that's what it is. I didn't just fart in my car.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. You'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.